Next one is called Cemetery. What's that about?
The cemetery one was actually, ironically, it was taken at the cemetery we went to right after the Edna C. Collins Bridge. We had a very good day.
I bet you guys were fun to go out with.
We had a very good day this day. This was actually at Boone Hut Cemetery.
Right.
And this is, to set the scene, this cemetery is gigantic, not in like a football field sort of way, but it's a big hill.
It's on a hill. And it was actually beautiful because the sun was setting,
mm-hmm.
and you look out over the fields of Indiana, and the sun is setting, and you're on a hill amidst all this history,
yeah.
meaning, you know, the stones tell mm-hmm. stories of people. And it was absolutely beautiful, but the sun was setting and it was time to go.
You're the only person who has never been scared of a cemetery that I've talked to.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you are.
Oh, it's beautiful there, though. I usually get a nice, peaceful, relaxing feeling.
You don't go out to cemeteries just for fun, do you?
Just for evidence.
Just for evidence.
No picnics.
I actually found.
No.
I actually found when I first started ghost hunting actively that it was a really nice release for me sometimes to go somewhere like that after working all week and having a stressful week with all the stuff I have to do, to go out to a place at nighttime.
So you go to a cemetery?
Well, I didn't go by myself. I had other people there.
OnStar security, how do we get
out? Oh, no. But this actually, this particular piece of audio, I'll set the scene.
What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear a voice that sounds like it literally put its mouth right up to the recorder.
Okay.
Right up to the recorder. And mind you, there's only two of us here at the time, myself and Doug. Will and Scott were actually investigating the perimeter of
sure.
the cemetery, and our other partner, Bonnie, was down in the truck because she didn't want to climb the hill.
Okay.
So
right,
you're going to hear us talking about our breakfast, and then you're going to hear this voice.
This one's very low.
Okay.
Very low.
All right, we'll probably end up listening to it twice.
Okay.
Go ahead, Danny.
Coconut pancakes, and we play that quarter game all night.
I need $100 in quarters.
Coconut pancakes, please.
They can't do us bad.
I'm going to win myself a quarter if it kills
me.
You hear this voice that comes in right in the middle of our conversation, and it says, and Will actually said, I'm sorry, Doug, what did you say there?
I said, I need $100 in quarters. Scott L. starts saying something. You hear over what Scott's saying and what I start to say. Me too.
Okay, let's listen to it again, Dan. Right after the portion where Doug says, I need $100 in quarters. Let's listen.
I'm ready to go back and see play coconut pancakes and then we play that quarter game all night.
I need $100 in quarters.
Coconut pancakes, please.
Yeah, there it is. Real quick, though.
The weird part about this audio, George, is that if you really dig into it, and stretch it out and do all kinds of fun stuff with it on your computer, you'll find that there's three Me Toos in it. There's one that's buried under the audio, very low, and then a very quick one, and then that big one you hear, the Me Too.
Which is interesting, because we believe that ghosts and hauntings and everything is pretty much related to science, although science doesn't recognize it yet,
yeah.
and that everything can be explained in energy terms and quantum terms and things that we are familiar with, we're just not familiar enough with them yet.
Okay.
And it's almost like he needed to, or she, I don't, it sounds more like a he to
it
me.
It does sound like a he.
Yeah.
Needed to build up the energies. If you really, really dig in, there are three Me Toos.
There's three of them buried in the audio.
It's like he had to build up the energy to the longer Me Too in order to agree with my statement of wanting $100 in quarters.
What do you think it is about electronics that allows it to pick up, record these sounds that we don't hear with our normal ear? It's obviously a frequency thing.
Mm-hmm. There's two types of recording devices right now that you can get on the market. You have the analog type recorders,
mm-hmm.
tape recorders.
Right.
We found, and a lot of people will tell you this, that there's a lot more warmth involved with that. There's also a magnetic element involved, too. So we think there may be this element of magnetism that a spirit or entity or whatever name you want to call it can manipulate in some sorts to try to work themselves on the recording at a decibel level below what our normal ear can hear like right now. But a recording device can pick that sound up. That's on analog. With digital, it gets a little more complicated, I think. There's a lot of ideas around there. We've heard ideas all the way from, well, the entity can actually get inside the device and manipulate the device. Wow. And they can do tricks for you or something. And then also the same aspect, though, that it also picks up these lower decibel levels that our ears can't hear in normal everyday conversation, but the recording device can pick it up.
For the aficionados out there, these two that we just played, the Bridge and the Me Too, mm-hmm. and the Cemetery Bridge and the I Wanna Go,
yeah.
the Cemetery and Me Too, those were both on digital recorders.
Yeah.
And when analyzing these clips, we find that, for example, in the Covered Bridge, we believe that the little girl's voice reverberates just like ours do.
It actually takes on the same element as the environment as our voices did. You can hear the echo in her voice, too.
And that blew away one of our theories. We were thinking that perhaps she got into and affected the digital stream of recording.
Do you think, making the assumption that they're there and they're real, whether they're in another dimension or what, who knows, but do you think they can see you guys when you're out there at the bridge in the cemetery? Or is it just a voice that picks up on another voice?
There could be a number of things. I'm starting to really think that they, on the other side, they kind of have the same gig we have here. Because, you know, there could be spirits sitting with us right now. There could be a spirit sitting in this empty chair right here.
There probably is.
With us here.
Yeah. And there may be just the same type of veil between their world as it's with our world, where they only get glimpses of us, too.
Yeah.
We're the ghost to them.
Yeah, and they can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very possible.